From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Saturday is Election Day for cities and school districts across North Texas. In Fort Worth, the election will put one new face on City Council. That's because Councilman Sal Espino is retiring after a dozen years representing District 2. It's a district that stretches from downtown to far north Fort Worth. I took a tour of the district with the four candidates vying to replace Espino. Our tour starts in District 2's most iconic location, the Fort Worth Stockyards, where Longhorns still walk the streets twice a day. This is where I meet aerospace engineer Carlos Flores, whose grandfather and uncle worked in the once thriving meatpacking plants. Now the stockyards are undergoing a major overhaul, and Flores served on a task force to craft design standards to keep its historic nature intact.
We're going to have a lot of opportunities here along with that redevelopment that'll showcase and preserve those things that made the stockyards what it is then and, you know, keeps it what it is now.
That $175 million project is an example of what Flores calls smarter development, working together with developers to work their plans into the city's larger vision. He says that applies to this aging area and to new development in the district's far north neighborhoods.
We have to make sure that the infrastructure is appropriate and can accommodate that added use. So the time to do it is before any new development starts, because it's more costly to come back and have to do it after the fact.
Just a couple miles to the south, I meet Jennifer Trevino at a catering business and supper club called Magdalena's. Trevino says this kind of smaller scale entrepreneurship can get overlooked if you just focus on the massive projects underway in the stockyards or in the billion-dollar Trinity River vision plan.
You have all these big development projects, but you also have opportunities for smaller businesses to be involved in that. And that's what I think is exciting, too, to have different ways for different size companies or startups to, you know, be part of those bigger projects or do smaller projects like this one on their own.
Trevino stepped down as an executive at UNT Health Sciences Center to run for council. In that job, she says she worked to bring together the right people to make sure the growing academic medical center ran smoothly. It's this role as a convener of stakeholders that she sees as a model for representing District 2 in City Hall.
Oftentimes, organizations, individuals, businesses are working towards the same thing, but maybe not on the same page, or their timing's off, or those kinds of things. And so I think this could really help foster that sense of community and collaboration. And that's one of my strengths, is bringing people together.
I hopped in the car with our next candidate, realtor Tony Perez. He's the only candidate who lives north of Loop 820 in an area of far north Fort Worth plagued by the growing pains of rapid expansion.
One of my goals is to connect the north side with the far north area, because we are one district.
Perez says many residents up here feel left out of the decision-making process, but he also wants to see more literal connections to the rest of the district, like buses and bike trails. He says amenities like these would help the city attract businesses that bring good-paying jobs.
Yeah, we need some retail, of course. We need some food service, of course. However, when that's all that's here, then there's essentially a cap, economic cap, on what's possible in the city.
The last stop on this tour takes us back to Fort Worth's north side. Retired firefighter Steve Thornton shows me his meticulously restored 1910 home. 28 years ago, he responded to a fire here.
And so we're crawling here and I'm crawling, open up here. I found a door, get back. We open it up. Man, the flyers go out. And then just circle pattern. Puts the fire out.
This is Thornton's second run at City Council, both times running as a political outsider. Thornton says people across District 2 on both sides of 820 feel like decisions made downtown come at their expense.
I'm not telling you that the city's ignoring them, but I can't deny the fact that they're feeling ignored.
So Thornton wants the City Council to be more responsive to regular people. He also wants term limits to bring in fresh ideas. City Hall, he says, is like a pot of soup. He'd bring a spoon and a ladle to the job.
So all I want to do is get up there with my spoon and stir it up, man, and let all those good ingredients come to the top again. But the other question you have, well, what's the ladle for? has to get shit out of there. It ain't tasting good no more. Don't belong there. It's too old.
Thornton says voter turnout is usually low in this district, like single digits low. He says maybe with four candidates running for the seat, more voters will weigh in by going to the polls on Saturday. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.